This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Speaking of classics, we have someone who gave us his classics. It's going, it's definitely going to be an exciting time. We do have Ubabusandile Zungu right here in the studio, who was born in Umlazi Township on the Durban on the 10th of February 1967. He completed his matric at Vukuzakhe High School and then attended Hilton College and completed his post-matric there. And also in 1988, Uzungu completed a BSc in Mechanical Engineering degree at the University of Cape Town. That was followed by his Master's in Business Administration, MBA, at UCT Graduate School of Business. And then also in 2000, he also completed a program for Global Leadership Certificate at Harvard Business School in Boston, USA. Uzungu waziwa kakhulu as the owner of AmaZulu Football Club, which I can say Guti is the heritage of KZN, if I may put it like that. And also he has an entrepreneurship journey which started and is thriving. Lapayana gave a new investment in 2002, Uzungu Investment Company, Zico, which was established, and it is a formidable diversified industrial holdings organization with interests that include education, manufacturing, property, sport, forensics, gaming, and resources as well. I mean,
what a mouthful.
We still have this person in studio. But again, Uzungu. Before we get into the questions, what's the story behind this song, Bob?
Well, you know, I belong to that generation which saw Zimbabwe being freed.
Oh, yes.
And so in 1980, Zimbabwe attained its independence.
Its independence, yeah.
It became Zimbabwe from Rhodesia. And as part of the independence celebration, they brought in Bob Marley.
Wow.
It was literally a few years, if not months, before he passed on. So he produced that song, Zimbabwe, you know, which was, you know, a beautiful, you know, song and an album. So each time I play this song, I'm reminded of the freedom of Zimbabwe. There's been major disappointments since then, but the euphoria is still palpable in my mind. And so, of course, Bob Marley is a legend, the best that reggae ever had. And so he remains one of my all-time heroes, together with Marvin Gaye. You
know? Amazing.
And so whenever I compile my top, I think Bob Marley and I think Marvin Gaye. And then the rest will follow.
Wow.
Just to go in, Baba, like, we want to tap into childhood Sandile Zungu. Can you tell us of a distinct moment or a memory or an event that occurred in your childhood that you remember that possibly changed your life forever or, like, shaped you into the man that you are today, that you know as Sandile Zungu?
One that stands out.
Yeah.
Probably is number one, and then there will be others who are number four and number five. But that one stands out.
Yeah.
I was mugged. I was walking from Umlazi Center to YF Salvation Army. And we got mugged. We got stripped of our shoes, our watches, digital watches or Casio, bells. And we trailed, we followed the robbers, as it were. We got to Lindewuhle Station. And the hawkers, an elderly lady said, "I know where these boys come from. They've been robbing people day in and day out. They come from that house, what G section." She pointed in that direction.
Wow.
And she was very clear, said, "That house, you know, that one, that one, that's the one where they come from." So I went home and I got to my dad. When he arrived from work, said, "Dad, bad news. We got mugged. Good news, we know where they come from." And my dad said, "Did they hurt you?" I said, no, they didn't hurt us, fortunately. But they took all our possessions. The other guy I was with was literally stripped to the underwear.
Hectic.
Wow.
So it was embarrassing. But they were youngsters, so nothing much embarrassment than just being taken, you know, but disposed of your possessions. And so my dad said to me, you know, "Why were you taking shortcuts? because you know how to get to church from Umlazi Center. You had to go through Swelihle.
Oh, yeah.
The built-up area, Mafumbuga, you know, Ngamulu, Zufira F. Why did you take shortcuts? Because you were going through the bush. At the time, W section was still under construction.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Dad, you know, we were going for a choir practice of the Salvation Army. Mm. And I said, no. The question is, why did you take shortcuts? And he says, look, in life, you must stop taking shortcuts. You must stick to the path that looks hardest, but which is established, which may seem longest, but stick to that one. Don't take shortcuts in life. And that's been my philosophy ever since.
That's so
especially
powerful.
As an entrepreneur, it has stood me in great stead. As I meander through the valley full of shortcutters, through the valley full of chances.
Yeah.
And my dad's lesson stands me, you know, and protects me from all sorts of dangers.
Yeah.
And when I go to sleep, I sleep very peacefully, knowing that my life has not been full of shortcuts.
Hey, my dad. Yeah. That's such a powerful message, especially in nowadays, because we want to get rich quick, man.
Quick. We want fast.
Tomorrow, please.
But then life, I mean, you see the landscape.
Mm.
I've been in business now since, I'll say, 1997. That's when I started Usaru Investments as an entrepreneur. Since 1997, from 1997 to now, is how many years now? 26 years?
Oh, 26, yeah.
Yeah, 26 years. And the landscape of entrepreneurship is full of people who took shortcuts, who had instant success, but no sooner than that, they were obliterated. And they got their instant success through fame, but they were soon forgotten. And I can count until cattle come home. I saw them, I experienced them, and my dad said, stick to the path less traveled by those who want instant gratification. I forever treasure my father and his lessons.
You know, you're speaking of Uguti, you were going to choir practice actually, and now for my next question is uzungu sounds like, you know, a chant people would say mhlambe uma udlala ibhola. So I'm not sure ukuthi mhlambe wakhulu udlala ibhola yini before. Do you have like a football career? Maybe you even considered going pro as a football player?
Well, I was a hopeless soccer player by my standards.
Oh,
notwithstanding, I played for the first team at UCT.
UCT
first team, albeit for two games, because, you know, soccer was not taken too seriously at varsities those days.
Yeah. Maybe,
except for Vids. So we played against Rhodes University. They came to visit us as part of the SATISCO, what was called then SATISCO, South African Tertiary Institutions Sports Congress. We invited Rhodes and I played for the first team. I scored a goal and I also got injured the second goal. But instead of being allowed, we were given a foul. And then I was basically booked off for about 8 weeks, but it was close to my final exams anyway. That's my fame to competitive sport. That's my only fame to competitive sport. Other than that, I just loved soccer. From cradle to now, I've been a fan of soccer. I first supported Orlando Pirates, and until recently when I bought AmaZulu Football Club, my first love in soccer was Orlando Pirates. But I've shifted, you know, almost like 180 degree.
Now you are competing with the Orlando Pirates.
I cannot wait for the last game of the season. I think on the 20th of May. When we'll be playing against Orlando Pirates. I suspect it's going to be a very important game because they will be aiming to cement their number two position.
Yeah.
And we'll be hoping to cement our top eight position.
Mm. It's definitely going to be a nice one. And Ngiyazi ukuthi apparently you don't miss any game of AmaZulu if it plays together with your daughters.
You know, since I bought AmaZulu October 2020,
yeah,
I've possibly attended 80% of their games. Locally, you know, like home games, as well as
away games. Yeah.
Nice.
So I think that's impressive by any measure of standard. I've witnessed my team suffer defeats. I've witnessed my team score major historic victories like Kaizer Chiefs 4-0. Mamelodi Sundowns 1-0 at home. So great experiences all around. But emotion swings as well.
Definitely, man. And I think let's go to the second song. Maybe we're going to play two songs again. Zayo E Weekend Top 5. We're still tuned in. Naige Usandile Zungu right here. You know, we're just talking his lifestyle and, you know, inspiration, collecting stories. My friend, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just taking it all in.
Okay, yeah. Let's go. This is Lilizela. I'm Lilizela. So this is a story of Lilizela. So
for sure,
it's on MET Radio. Shape and own your future. It is my Weekend Top 5 with Usandile Zungu, our current standing chancellor right here at MUT. And we are talking lifestyle, though, not labor leadership, no chancellor. But anyway, we spoke a bit about, you know, upbringing, Yako Baba. And I think now, first of all, for me, is entering now into the space of entrepreneurship, because for me, what puzzles me that you grew up in a time where there was like virtually no hope, and there was like a lot of fighting, because I think at the time, even though apartheid was there, but it was kind of like coming into an end. So there were also quite a number of uncertainty around where the country is headed. What made you see beyond all of that, you know, chaos and pursue entrepreneurship?
Well, let me trace my history just to show how important this entrepreneurial journey has been. If I look back to at least 3-4 generations before me, my great grandfather was most of the during those days people were given names, you know, based on Ibuto, about Ibuto Glon. My great grandfather was Ingoba Makhosi. He fought Empini Sasandlwana. He was part of Ibuto Ingoba Makhosi, which was made up of young guys, energetic, sprightly, and, you know, who could run, outsprint the enemy, as it were. My grandfather was, call it, a policeman. And my father was a factory worker. And on my mother's side, a similar history. So I'm the first generation entrepreneur in my family. I cannot think of anyone who even sold cattle or who was selling grain. So the history of selling things and trading in things in my family, I cannot recall, or have not been told about it.
Yeah.
But I've got no doubt that pre-colonial times, it was possibly the norm. So Minangi, first generation to possibly trade, I mean, reconnect with my ancestors, my forebears, whose great memory was wiped away by colonialism and apartheid. What inspired me to be an entrepreneur? My father worked for Mobil Refinery, which is now called Engen Refinery. Lange Wentworth. And he worked for a warehouse called Tara Warehouse, where they basically took all the byproduct called petroleum jelly, with the loading drums, and take it to Unilever to make Vaseline. And my mother worked for a polyclinic, Lawati, as a nurse. Now, my mom will come with bottles, the brown bottles. I can remember very well. They were brown bottles where they had, you know, packaged in bulk. Disprins or whatever, whatever pills. He will bring those decanted bottles.
Yeah.
Now, maybe about 100 or so. We'll clean them up and dry them. And my dad will bring drums full of Vaseline, of petroleum jelly, which was possibly reject. We'll spend the evening just loading them with these spatulas and whatever into these bottles.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, load them in plastics, go to C-section, Ezangwazini, and sell this
Vaseline
for 5 cents, 3 cents, the kind of thing. Those days, 5 cents, 3 cents was a lot of money.
Was a lot of money, yeah.
And so I learned through that process just the beauty of having money, having a product that was in demand in exchange for money.
Yeah.
And as a youngster, geez, it's pretty, you know?
Yeah.
I'll get home, I say, "Mommy, I sold 20 bottles. Guess what? Some 1 rand.
Wow.
1 rand is a lot of money. And so sometimes you'll actually decide on the spot that let me grant this one credit.
Yeah.
He says, "No, mtanami, okay. Must I not?" So I leave a bottle. Sometimes you get back the following day, the following week. Gogo is not here, he's gone to the rural areas. And no one takes responsibility. So no, you must come back when Gogo is back. And one or two occasions I had to write off those debts. And you know, the principles of business, I learned those minute packages. Debt write offs, negotiating credit, advancing credit. What security do you have? Word of mouth. No, the product is there, but no one wants to take responsibility. But we've got no legal standing. So I love that. And I said, you know, once I qualified as an engineer, I remember telling some of my peers that, "Guys, I want to start my own thing."
Yeah.
And they thought I was crazy. Those days, my elder brother and his peers were getting promotion, go Unilever, abanye go SA Breweries, which were big employers those days. You know, and they were making careers for themselves. And I said, "No, mina ngizoqala yami company." And they laughed at me. I said, "No, when you're just fantasizing, you're just fresh from university." And indeed, when I started my business a couple of years later, because the corporate bug never beat me. It really never beat me. So I was never fascinated waking up to go to the factory, to a departmental meeting. And I said, "I want to run my own business. I want to be my own boss. I want to call the shots," you know. And you know, when I started Zungu Investments Company in 2002, that's when I acquired, I attained my freedom. And I've not wasted that freedom.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Over the 21 years, I've just come of age now with this company. Over the 21 years, I've fed many mouths. I've supported the lifestyle that I'm very proud of. I've made a difference to my own family. I've made a difference to the communities within which I operate. I've made massive contribution even to black business, and courtesy of the company called Zungu Investments Company, which I built. So the entrepreneurship journey has been a marvel for me.
Amazing.
But its genesis was in selling Vaseline at Umlazi. And for that, I give credit to my mom in particular, who said, "Go on, my son. Go and do it.
Go make yourself some money."
We also see the power of like speaking things into existence. Like he said it from a young age. It was, and you know, he dived into it. I also would like to know, what is a crucial skill that any entrepreneur should have? Maybe that was a bit difficult for you to grasp. Just a skill that you found quite difficult to grasp on your own, but is very crucial in someone who owns a business or who runs a business.
I believe in hard work.
Hard work.
I believe in hard work. My philosophy in life is hard work pays its dues. Integrity sustains gains. Hard work, trust me, We love each other as black people, but our worst detractors are black people.
True.
When you succeed, they want to see you down.
Yeah.
I don't know why people derive pleasure in seeing successful people go down.
No,
they just want to see you down.
Yeah.
But what will actually stand you in good stead is if you have worked hard and you've put the effort, you have not taken shortcuts, no one can pull the good man down. Hard work will speak for you. So if you're an entrepreneur and you want to take chances and you are lazy, you'll fall easy prey to detractors. When you succeed, because you know you are the softest target, because I know you can't bounce back. So for me, you know, whether it's a skill or it's a trait. You know, believing in hard work is very critical.
Yeah.
You know, you'll hear people say, "No, work. You must be wise. You must work smart."
Yeah.
I always say smart work is for Abo Mandela, elderly
people who will
give advice and be called upon to cut a ribbon. I don't want to cut ribbons.
Sure.
I want to sweat.
Nozo.
I want to be in the cold face, sweat. My age allows me to sweat. You know, elders can cut ribbons. I mean, of course, I'm getting to that age now. I'm invited from time to time cut ribbons.
Sure.
But for me, what gives me a kick is working hard, and of course not underplaying integrity. Like I said, no, the landscape is littered with corpses of people who lacked integrity. Integrity is very critical.
Hey.
Because it will sustain whatever gains we've had.
I love that. I got the ute ejaki sam vumela, but the next song I have is Marvin Gaye, which My Love Is Waiting. Can you tell us a bit more about that song? Like, why is it on the top five?
Okay, Marvin Gaye, you know, for our generation, I belong to that generation which basically will have come of age, will have reached in the stage of, call it juvenile delinquency or teen years.
Sure.
When Marvin Gaye was at his height, sadly before he passed on, when he released the songs like Sexual Healing, like early 1980s, if not late 70s, this song My Love Is Waiting, I think it's in that album,
in that era.
In that era, you know. And Marvin Gaye was, you know, almost like pivoting from soul to funk. Some kind of vibe kind of music. And he did an excellent job in pivoting himself. And so that was the era. So when I play this song, I just reminisce. All the child memories just come alive.
Wow. Yeah, I wanna shoot a slightly vibe we funk because no lilies and I'm lilies and time to move on the jive. Let's go straight to Marvin Gaye, My Love Is Waiting. You still tuned into the Vugubangene Breakfast Show.
It's 47 after 9.
You tuned into the Vugubangene Breakfast Show. It is my weekend top 5 with Yenage Usandile Zungu right here in studio. Before we can get to, you know, the last section of the interview, I just have one question remaining, La Payana Gwamazul. Jay, can you promise us, Uguti, what happened with Bloemfontein Celtics will not happen to AmaZulu?
I can promise the AmaZulu faithful that what happened to Bloemfontein Celtics in the Free State. It will never happen. Not under my watch. In fact, what I said when I bought into AmaZulu, Uguti, I want this team to be in the top four. In whatever, when you think of top four teams in this country, the top four best performing teams,
you must include AmaZulu.
When you talk about the top four most popular teams, you must include AmaZulu.
When
you talk about the top four trophy winning teams, you must include AmaZulu. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But by the time we get to 2032, which is the year of our centenary, that will be turning 100 years old.
Oh, yeah.
In 2032.
Sure.
I want AmaZulu, the past decade, which actually it's indeed in the top four.
Yeah.
We've got four cups to compete for every season. And I want us to at least get one of those on average every season. I mean, this season has not been the greatest. We are in the reconstruction phase. So also to my passion, it's a heritage brand. It's a brand that everybody in South Africa is very proud of. And it's on a path to rebuilding. The warrior is being reconstructed.
No, that is definitely music to my ears. You know, so definitely I love to hear that. But no, also to Alindao. AmaZulu impela awayindawo. Okay, so now going back to it. Now, you have so much under your name. We just spoke about AmaZulu and the goal you have for the team. And you also have, you know, your companies. You sit under many boards as well, including the Black Business Council.
Yes.
With so much under your name, do you get time to, like, rest? You know, do you get time to just do whatever that you want to do at that time?
A friend of mine has said, maybe not once, maybe not twice, a couple of times, said, you know, Zungu, I just have no idea how you balance your life. But he says, I don't say it, he says, of the people I know, you're possibly the most balanced.
Sure.
I don't know where you get the time. I mean, we've got 24 hours when you seem to have 36 hours.
Yeah.
I'm an intensely focused person. For me, you know, there's no time wasted. There's no time of the day that I cannot account for.
Oh, yeah.
Where I didn't know what I was doing. Even when I'm resting and relaxing, you know, it's deliberate. I came to MUT Radio. Others will have chosen not to come here. But for me, it's very important to honor the commitment I made to be here. It starts with those small things, you know. Do you have time for your children? I've got time for my children. Do you have time for your wife? I've got time for my wife. Do you have time for your siblings and extended family? I've got time for them. My uncle comes for medical treatment in Durban and says, Sandile, can I put up at your place? Because I'll be going for repeat treatments on two successive days. Said my uncle, with pleasure. And it's going to be lovely because then I can have time to catch up with you. You know, so I've got time for everything that is dear to me. I've got no time for things that I don't value. So I don't value drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't drink.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have time for, hey, guys, let's go out.
Let's go out.
Oh, I don't have time for that. But I've got time for a drink or coffee with a business colleague.
Sure.
Let's just catch up. Let's shoot the breeze. I've got ideas. And let's test them. So those kind of things means then I've got time for Black Business Council because I believe in transformation.
We're
far from the ideal. And I need to put my effort towards transformation.
Yeah.
I've got time for businesses on whose boards I've agreed to serve. I attend those board meetings. Those that have not agreed to serve, I decline nominations. There are certain things that increasingly I view as possibly less important in my life. I'll spend less time on them. So you reset from time to time. But everything that I've committed myself to, I honor.
That is beautiful. That is definitely beautiful. Yeah.
What's a life lesson that you would leave with students? Just anything for a student that looks up to you. Well, what's something you'd leave with them in Tonje? A valuable lesson.
You know, I don't want to rehash the issue of hard work and discipline because it's a cliche. I'm sure you students hear that from everybody. But I just want to remind students that, look, you know, South Africa is a country of 60 million people, give or take. Africa is a country, is a continent of more than 1.2 billion people. And the world is a universe of more than 7.7 billion people. Where we are, we don't even make up 1% of the global population.
Sure.
So if you are in South Africa, aim to conquer the world. Because if you are aiming to conquer Durban, you are shortchanging yourself. Durban is a population of a minute number of people in South Africa, let alone continent, let alone the world. So we have to persuade young people to say the world is an oyster. Prepare yourself for the world. Acquire the skills that even if, God forbids, this country goes to the dogs, you can settle in Indonesia and be a success.
Eish.
Even if this country was to go to the dogs, you can settle in Paris and make a success of your life. So use the platform that South Africa offers to prepare yourself for the world. If you are young, you've got at least seven. If you are in your late teens or early 20s, you have at least another 70 years ahead of you. Almost four times what you have lived.
Yeah.
And so you just want to make sure that the next 70 years of your life is full of is not filled with regrets. Prepare yourself, create a strong foundation so that you can conquer the world. For me, if there was any message for young people today, prepare yourself to conquer the world. Forget about South Africa. It's your country. Always love it, always treasure it. But it's a small part of what the continent has to offer. So you've got to aim to conquer Africa, or aim to conquer the world.
That is definitely beautiful. That is really beautiful.
I hope Nimzulu Babzunguti, you must aim to conquer the
world.
Let's go into Ubabzungu now. Let's talk about lifestyle. Ubabsandile Zungu, who's acquired a lot of things in his life, multiple businesses. Sicela ukwazi ukuthi, what is your signature cologne? What's your go-to?
Well, these days I'm using Christian Dior and Louis Vuitton.
Which one? It made a statement.
I guess it's more good to know. And you want to smell
watch.
Like this.
I use them interchangeably.
Depending
on the mood.
Yes.
Oh man, definitely. Thank you so much, Baba. We've enjoyed staying with you here. We would definitely wish you there was more time, but hey, my daughter is Kati. And Asikong and Bella, but again, we enjoyed having you right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show, and we enjoyed having you at MUT as well. And I'm not sure, but again, Ngingasho Njoguti, all the best moving forward. Ngingasho, there's still more to conquer for you. And Njongo Bushi Luguti Usamusha, you know, you're not at the age of cutting ribbons yet. So, yeah, we are still looking up to you as, you know, someone who is black from Umlazi and who has done so well for himself. Thank you so much for honoring the invite as well. It means a
Thank
whole
you.
Lot to us. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Nami ngibonga kuwena, DJ Sans. DJ Lushozi. You have been great hosts.
Thank you.
And we've actually tricked a couple of faculties in my in my mind and brain. And thank you for challenging me to think beyond the obvious. And I also wish you individually and collectively success in whatever you do.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.